Jacksonville, Florida. It's time for another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Get ready for a 60-minute experience that will change your life forever.
Jacksonville, Florida. Hello, this is Apostle Kimberly Daniels, and I'm excited to be here live in the studio. You know, it's good to be live and outside anywhere in the days that we're living in, but I'm here at Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience, and I am here excited about the Word of God. For those of you who follow me on Facebook at Kimberly Maria Daniels, I taught on our virtual service this morning on walking in victory. So we have our Facebook audience that's listening, and we are on Facebook Live at Kimberly Maria Daniels right now. And I just want to say shout out to those of you in Duval County and the surrounding areas. I'm going to take this word to another level. I promised that I was going to be preaching on a treading anointing. So we're going to talk about treading in the spirit, and let's just take a moment of prayer and ask God to bless what we're about to do over the next hour. Father, we bless you. We thank you for those who have ears to hear. God, sharpen our spiritual discerners, and we thank you right now for the spirit of agreement that as we are settling down at the end of our beautiful Sunday, that you will bless us with your word. God, I thank you right now that you are Lord, and we yield to your lordship, and we yield to your word. Have your way, Holy Spirit. And I thank you for anointing our ears, anointing my mouth. God, anything that I would have to say in and of myself, let it be bound, and let the Holy Spirit of God speak to his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I talked about walking in victory this morning, and I just want to say that we're in the middle of the day. I want to talk about the treading anointing, and then I want to give you the phone number. And those of you on Facebook who saw the message this morning or listened to it, you know, go ahead and hit those hearts and get excited about the word. We need to get excited about the word of God. It seems like in the spirit, I see people just kind of dragging on and humbug and, oh, I'll just go to church another day, or let me turn on a little praise music. Well, let me tell you something. God is about to rock our world. Just when it seems like we're at an all-time low, and the fire of God, the power of God is about to penetrate our personal lives like never before. So let me go to Luke, the 10th chapter, the 19th verse, which reads, "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you." God, I thank you right now for your word on this treading anointing. You've been putting it in my spirit. And I don't just come up with cliches just to say something to be popular or to have the latest message. But I really believe that the Lord has put it in my spirit that we need a treading anointing. And when I think about treading, I think about tires on a car. And when the tires start going bald, you know, they're either you can slip off the road or the tires can burst. And I just want to say, this is a time that when we are moving in the things of God, and I talked about our steps being ordered by the Lord today, and not just being spirit filled, but being spirit led. I think that's something to be excited about. When I think about treading, I think about having, you know, like in the military, when you go on certain terrains, a certain kind of grounds, you got to have something that's going to catch the ground. You know, you don't want nothing smooth under the bottom of your feet. You want some good boots with a good sole on them. and you want some good a car with some good tires on them, and I want you to see yourself in the spirit as needing those good souls or needing those good tires as you are moving out in the things of God. That's what, you know, I always pray, God, give me a trailblazing, treading anointing. And that is going to cause us to pick up the momentum of God. It's not just moving, but we want to move in the momentum of God. We want to move with the synchronization of the Holy Ghost. You know, as a sprinter, you know, is one of my favorite, my best, I guess the things that I was best at was starts. Boy, I could beat them Florida State football players. Now I'm talking about the first 10 steps. Now after 10 steps, them male hormones start kicking in and I start being a woman and they start being a man and they gonna leave me. But for those first 10 steps, you know, a lot of the football players at Florida State, they would come and for their 40 time, they would come and work out with the sprinters on the track team because we knew we had the skill and we understood the craft of getting out of those starting blocks. But I'm going to tell you something that hurts more than anything. If you're a sprinter, and I've seen it, I've gone to the biggest track meet. It was one track meet. It was like the world championship for the Army, the Marines, the Navy. And I jumped out of the blocks. I had a false start. And that means they shot. When they hit that gun, I knew it was me. I knew I tried to anticipate the gun when you should never anticipate the gun. You should listen. When you hear it, you go. But you never try to guess it because guess what? You will have a false start. And they're not very merciful at that level of competition. When you get a false start, you grab your starting blocks, you get your shoes, and you walk on the sideline because you're not going to get a chance to run. And I just want to talk to anybody out there, you know, and I'm speaking for my athletic experience, that there is a scripture that says what we see is temporal. What we cannot see is eternal. And that word temporal is proskairos, and it literally means getting ahead of the timing of God. We don't want to get that false start in the spirit. We don't want to anticipate God. We want to wait and hear. That's what the Bible says. Whoever has an ear, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Not just the preach word, but the prophetic word and the prayer word. You know, you got to have an ear to hear the preach word. You got to have the ear to hear when somebody's prophesying to you, because everybody that's prophesying you ain't speaking of God or from God. And also you got to have that prayer word, that relationship with you and God. When God speaks, you are ready to move. So listen, I always, and some people say, oh, you don't have to put the whole arm of God on. You know, I will put the whole arm of God on every day. When I get on the road, I don't just plead the blood of Jesus over my vehicle. And I'm making it personal because that's what people like. You know, they like to hear about life experiences. I put on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth. And here we go. Having my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And so, you know, even the Roman soldiers, you know, the shoes that they wore had spikes in the bottom of them. It, as a matter of fact, when we ran track, you got get out there with some flats and you run it again. They had to have spikes to grip the track, you know, to pull you along. And that's what a treading anointing is. The Bible says that the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman, the steps of a good person, they are ordered by the Lord. But I am telling you, this is the day and time that we cannot be riding around on flat tires, having cheap tennis shoes with no rubber under the bottom of them. We need to have that treading anointing. Psalms 91 and 13. If those of you who are watching my Facebook, can you go ahead and put Psalms 91 and 13 on the screen? Psalms 91 and 13. It says, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The lion is a type of devourer, and the adder is one that inflicts poison. So this is the word of the Lord that says that we can have a treading anointing. It says we'll tread upon the lion and the adder. It says I'll give you power to tread. That means not just to move in and of our own power, because it's not by power and might, but it's by the Spirit of God. But I am telling you that we're going to pray a prayer at the end of this teaching, and we're going to ask God to give us a treading anointing. First of all, God, order our steps in your word. But God, I thank you that there are centrifugal forces in the bottom of our feet that connect with the earth. And I just believe, spiritually speaking, that when a believer comes in a certain area, that the earth know that we're here because of the power of God that's operating. All of creation, praise God. And if you got Jesus on the inside of you, if I got Jesus on the inside of me, when we walk into a realm, when we step into an atmosphere, the centrifugal forces of God are in our feet, and all of the earth must yield. I always say the land is subdued. And you know, my twins, when they were little boys, I mean, they used to wear that land is subdued out. If we went to a restaurant, we went to Root Chris, and they didn't have no seats, they'd be praying the land is subdued. I'd be saying, y'all stop trying to take people's seats. But we just, everywhere we go, we use the principles of God. And this thing about treading, it means to have traction, to gain ground. So y'all remember, what was it? Not the Flintstones. It was the Jetsons. Y'all remember the Jetson when he was on that that treadmill and he said, Jane, stop this crazy thing. You know, he was just getting sucked up and going nowhere and just walking. What to tread or have a treading anointing, it means to gain ground. It means to have traction, to gain ground. The ground that God gives you so that the fallow ground will be broken up and that you can grab a hold of what God has for you. Isaiah 28:3 says the crown of pride and the drunkards of Ephraim shall be trodden under feet. Y'all know we say all the time the devil is under our feet, but let's put some pressure on him with a treading anointing, trailblazing anointing. I talk about that all the time. That's when things are being pushed out of the way so that you can move forward. But 1 Samuel 20:22-39, it says, they shall fall under my feet. Now, saints, you know, in the Bible, when they wanted to get victory over something, they walked around it. And it seems that when the people of God put their feet on it with their faith with it, you know, you just can't walk on it, but you got to have your feet and your faith. But when they walked around Jericho, there was a time that wall had to come down. That's what I'm talking about. You ain't just walking to be walking. You ain't just out there to show out. But when you step up into a situation, and there's some folk that are listening to me right now, and you feel like you've been on that thing that George, I think it's George Jetson, that he was on, you know, just going over and over again, but not gaining any ground. I want to break right now the spirit of being stuck. If anybody out there, I want you to stop whatever you're doing right now, and I want you to pay close attention to what I'm saying, because I didn't drive all the way out here to the studio, you know, to get on Facebook for somebody to see me. I came out here because I wanted to personally minister to you. And some folk, you're ready to give up. You've had another hit, another lick, and you said, God, if one more thing happens, I can't take it. And the Lord is saying unto you that you can take it, because I'm going to give you a trailblazing, a treading anointing, so that you're going to be able to gain ground. You're going to be able to do less work. Now y'all hear me, and you're going to get more done. Come on, put that on the screen, Facebook. Less work with more prosperity. Less work with more things done. See, that's called prosperity. You know, I don't care how much you're getting. If you're working hard and you're not getting anything done, that's a Python spirit. You got more going out than you have coming in. You know, the woman with the spirit of divination followed the apostles around and followed their ministry around. And it says she had a spirit of divination. That word divination is Python, and it relates to having a Python spirit. You know, I remember when a prophet told me when I was teaching, and I wasn't paying much attention to Greek and Hebrew, but I was just teaching, and I was talking about spirits, and I was talking about the spirit of divination. And he was saying, well, do you know what the spirit of divination relates to? It relates to a Python spirit. And what a python is, like a boa constrictor. A python, when it gets its victim, and we're talking about having a treading anointing, but I want to talk to you about some of the enemies of the treading anointing. The spirit of Python, the spirit of divination. When the python gets its victim, it coils itself around. And the more you struggle, the tighter the grip gets. Those of you who are on Facebook, I want you to put it on there right now. No more struggle. Come on. I need my folk on Facebook to just put that up on the screen for those who may not remember, or some folk that are listening by radio going to go later and watch this Facebook Live. No more struggle. The more you struggle, the more bondage you get in. And another thing about that Python spirit is that the Python will allow you, I'm told, to breathe out, but it will not allow you to breathe in. How many of you know that is the equivalent of poverty? Poverty ain't how much you got. Poverty is when you got more going out than you do have coming in. Okay, let's look at Ephesians 1:19-22. Read it in your free time. Jesus said, he put all things under his feet. I want you to just close your eyes, and I want you to think of what the probably the worst thing that you've been through lately. What is it? Maybe a couple of things. And I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to imagine those things under your feet. The devil is under your feet. Put the cares of the world far away from you. The Bible says cast your cares. That means you got to chunk them. You got to throw them out from you. But from those things that are still there, that are close up to you, I'm telling you, put them under your feet and say, God, I thank you that I have a treading anointing. And with the anointing that's under my feet, anything that's coming up against my destiny will die. Anything. 1 Corinthians 15:25. Can y'all put 1 Corinthians 15:25 on the screen? It says, for he must reign until he put all enemies under his feet, the last enemy being death. Listen, I've talked to a young man. He had so much fear. He was so fearful. He was so afraid. I could hardly pray for him. He was like, Pastor Kim, I'm afraid that I'm going to die of the coronavirus. Well, you've already confessed most of the problem, because listen, I understand there were some other folk that died in the family. I got people that died in my family. But listen to me, believers, it's time to believe. God has given us power over all the power of the enemy, and we're going to have to tread. Oh, I don't care what is coming your way. God has put it under your feet. And this young man, he was so fearful that I couldn't even deal with the situation until I got the spirit of fear off of him, because the spirit of fear will grip you so bad till you won't even be able to deal with what the problem is. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Yeah, but I'm afraid for my children, and I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job, and I'm afraid I'm going to be the next one on the ventilator. Listen, begin to speak life. Jesus said, I came that you might have life, not necessarily so. That word dunamis, he means it's potential life. It's according to your faith, be it unto you. Well, Pastor Kim, I know some people that believe God that they're not here now, but I'm going to believe God until I go be with him. You know, I can't figure all the things out, but I do know God is not a man that he should lie, and the word is the word all by itself. If I leave here tomorrow, God's word is still the same because he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Somebody ought to be praising God right about now. You know, wherever you are in your living room, in your kitchen, in your bedroom, in the den, you may be riding around in the car. You may be listening on a handheld device. But I want to say to you that God wants to meet you right where you are. That's why I'm having a revival. I'm having a virtual revival this week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the 19th, 20th, and 21st. That's right. I'm having a virtual revival over Facebook Live. And we're going to start at 7 o'clock each night on the last night. On the last night, on Thursday night, we start at 8 o'clock on Tuesday and Wednesday. Excuse me. But on Thursday, we're going to start at 7 o'clock and we're going to do the service until 9 o'clock. And guess what we're going to do at 9 o'clock? We're going to have a Holy Ghost party. I think that people just need to celebrate. You know, we're gonna have a Holy Ghost praise-a-thon. We're going to dance. We're going to praise God. You know, I got one song and a little dance that we're going to do called Toda. And Toda means, it literally means to give unlimited thanks to God. You know, we're going to dance like David danced. Anybody know? She don't dance like she in church. Well, long as it's not vulgar, how you know how David danced? He danced out of his clothes. It couldn't have been cute. David couldn't have been dancing cute. I'm going to dance like Dave does. So if y'all are a little religious, you might not want to, you know, come on there. I'm going to have some praise music, but we're going to party in the Holy Ghost. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and we're going to be strengthened even more. We're going to have a good time in God at the end of the revival. We're going to put up, because I was supposed to have a New Year's Eve party for those of you who I announced. So I had an invitation that I had to be there that came up. So I'm going to do my New Year's 2021 party because I bought all the balloons and all the decorations and all that stuff. We're going to have us. Y'all ain't got nothing to do. It's Corona. We inside during the pandemic. Most of y'all work at home. Join me, Kimberly Maria Daniels. Take a minute and write that down. Kimberly Maria Daniels. And if you want more information, you can call 904-237-9363. That's 904-237-9363. I'm fasting for 3 days, a fast that I never, the kind of fast I've never done. I've been saved 30 years. I've never done this kind of fast, but I'm going to ask those of you to send your prayer cloths, send it to post office box. Y'all writing this down, put it on the screen on Facebook, post office box 28007. Jacksonville, Florida, 32226. That's P.O. Box 28007, Jacks, Florida, 32226. Y'all send me them prayer cloth and send me them prayer requests. I'm going to be laid out and praying for your requests Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and we're going to have revival every night. Can you imagine? You never thought we'd be having a virtual revival, but people need to breathe. People need a fresh breath. And I start out by binding that spirit of Python that would try to squeeze the life. I wonder, and we're going to, right now, write this phone number down, because in a few minutes I want to have you to call in. I want to prophesy to you and pray for you. The number is 904-831-1079. 904-831-1079. 1079. And I want you to hold that thought. Don't call in yet, but when I tell you, I want you to call in and I want to pray for you. I just see so many people that have more going out than they have coming in. You know, people have less finances or less resources right now, but they're still doing what they've been doing. They haven't adjusted themselves. You know, listen, sometimes you got to believe God for more, and sometimes you got to be a good steward. Sometimes you just got to adjust. You know, believe God for the increase, but ain't nothing wrong with a good budget and some good common sense. You know, don't spend up all your money and then believe God for it. You may be in trouble. You know, believe God to put to have a storehouse. You know, I don't know why I'm saying that, because I'm talking about a treading anointing, but I feel in my spirit that there's a lot of people that have some financial needs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mm. You know, we walk by faith, not by sight. And we walk by the Spirit, not by flesh. And so Jeremiah said, the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. And I said this earlier, and I think that we need to be sensitive to this thing. I know people always say, and I hear them, follow your heart. I don't listen. If I follow my heart, I may end up somewhere I don't need to be, because Jeremiah always said, and the Bible said, the heart is deceitful. You know, the Bible says in Psalms, the 19th chapter, who can know your heart? How you gonna follow your heart if you don't know your heart? You can be tricked by your heart. As a matter of fact, most of the times I've been tricked in life, it's been by my heart. You know, you can let your heart and your will and your emotions and your intellect, all that stuff is connected together. But those who are the sons of God, they don't just follow their heart. They're led by the Spirit of God. You know, Romans, the 4th chapter, it says, the circumcised walk in the steps of the faith of Abraham for the promise to be heirs of the world. Listen, it's all about influence. It's all about the promises of God. And, you know, we walk in the steps of God by faith. And you know what? That faith, a lot of folk don't understand that it all come out of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If it's coming out of anything other than that, you know, some folk want to go around Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But I'm telling you, Jesus was a Jew, and that's our root. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Here we go. You know, we gaining some folk, but sometimes you start losing folk when you start speaking truth, because people have itching ears and they want to talk about prophets today. But if I were you, if it were me, I wouldn't be talking about. I don't care, because I don't know who's. Who, you know, I mean, I know who I don't have to deal with folk, but I wouldn't be putting my mouth on people, because 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, believe in the Lord. You're talking about being led now. It says, believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Right? That's a strong foundation, to believe in God. But it says, believe his prophets and you will prosper. Believe his prophets and you will prosper. And that word prosper literally means to be pushed forth. Why are you talking about prosperity when you're talking about treading anointing and being led by the Lord? Because there are prophetic words that have pushed me forth. As a matter of fact, anytime anything major happened in my life, I was connected somehow, or God had me to be connected somehow to a prophet who spoke into my life. My God, I couldn't even listen. It was a prophet that prophesied my twins. And guess what? It's not like I'm telling you something. I was newly saved. It ain't like I was so open to him, because he looked like Batman with a bat on and looked like he was weird. I'm gonna tell y'all something. The real prophets are probably a little different. Like me. We're different. We're peculiar. Okay. So this man come prophesying to me looking like Batman on 8th Street in McDonald's. I'm just coming back from overseas, and he told me, you're going to have twins. Well, I was married before, and the husband I was married to couldn't have no children. So me being immature, I wasn't rude to him, but I was standoffish, like, you know, that is not God. My husband cannot have any children, but lo and behold, check it out. Listen to me now. Be careful of who you reject and what you reject. You know, you don't receive a prophetic word with your intellect. You don't receive it with your natural mind. You know, if you're not sure about it, just hold on to it. Because just as sure as I'm sitting here, I got twins. And they came. And if I saw Batman coming around here anyway right now, I'm just kidding. I would tell him, listen, I apologize, because I really was not in a place to. Well, but whether I received it or not, whether I received it or not, and I'm telling you, I did not. First of all, I thought I was, you know, finished having babies. I was not open to having any more babies, but I got those two 23-year-old fine boys right now as a result of a prophetic word. Another prophet, I'm talking about that prophetic word that'll push you forth. I'm talking about a treading anointing. All right? Another prophet prophesied. I was totally happy where I was living. I wasn't looking for a huge house. I wasn't looking for the number of bedrooms, he told me. I was thinking about the four bedrooms I had and cleaning them up. And I was like, I don't want that much land. And I don't, you know. And he said, the Lord says, you're going to have a new house and you will know it by the peace. And as I'm riding around years later, forgot, how about the name of my street was Peaceful Harbor. Was Peaceful Harbor. And when I saw the sign, I'm just talking to somebody out there. Be open. A prophet don't have to be somebody with a Bible and a robe on. It could be somebody with a prophetic gift, somebody with the spirit of prophecy. God can speak through who he want to. He said, out of the mouth of babes will come perfect praise. Somebody needs to be pushed forth with the prophetic. Somebody out there, listen, you never would call in. You need to pick that phone up. You need to be the first one to call in because I got a word for you. Not right now. I'm going to tell you when to call. We got people waiting on the line now. Well, I'm going to tell you when to call in. The last thing I want to say, oh, yeah, before my ministry went international, the same little prophet that said about the house, you know, he was at this conference and he came up to me, Pastor, God is about to drop the hammer. I didn't know what that mean. And he said that John Eckhart will be your pastor. I was looking over there. First of all, I thought John Eckhart was a white man. You know what I'm saying? You know, you see the black guy over there. I'm like, whoa, what black guy? I'm thinking that he's a white guy. No difference to me about black or white. But in my mind, I'm looking for a black guy. And he sure looked like a white guy. And he was so poised and proper and, you know, I was thinking about me and how crazy I am. I was like, that couldn't be my spirit. And God is my witness, before I left that conference, I don't know what words you need to push you forward. I got a prophetic word before I went into government. I don't know what it is that you need to push you forward. But 2 Chronicles 20:20 say, believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Many of us steadfast and established. But it says, believe the prophets and you shall prosper. And that means to be pushed forward. If you don't believe in prophets, well, you're talking about not having a treading anointing. It's right there in the Bible, Mark 6:11. It talks about when people do not receive you, shake the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Woo! I guess that's what that man did to me. I probably went through a few things for rejecting that prophet. I don't know. Say, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. See, we don't be reading that part of the Bible. We leave stuff out. But it says, when people do not receive you, shake the dust. And I'm talking to some prophets out there. So I see some depressed prophets. I see some folk that are sitting under the whatever, I think the juniper tree, or sitting in the cave, or running from Jezebel. Because listen, we all fall short of the glory. We prophesy in part. Ain't nobody, I don't care. Oh, they ain't real. No, the devil is a liar. Prophets are real. Just because folk miss God don't mean they're not of God. Okay. So we'll say, I don't know who that is for. So listen, I'm about, how much time we got? All right, man. We got 25 more minutes. I about said it all about that treading anointing. I want you to think of one of them big bulldozers with the treads on the tires that come through to grab up the ground. You know, that treading anointing, it means that we're not just here doing a little something, something. And I'm going to say this word right here. I hear it because I need about 20 minutes a minute. I bind the spirit of oligosukos. Go ahead, Facebook, and put that on the screen. O-L-I-G-O. Oligosukos, like mine, the Greek word for psychic, P-S-U-C-H-O-S. Oligosukos, it means to be small-minded. It's a state of the mind. As a matter of fact, in my book, Inside Out, on inner healing, it has all these listings of the states of the mind, and don't be oligosuchos. Don't be small minded. You know, listen, God is a big God. He's doing great and awesome things. And I just want to say that the word that I'm giving you about treading anointing, it's going to push you forward. And guess what? We're going to pray right now, and then we're going to let folk call in. But Father, right now, I pray for my brothers. I pray for my sisters that are listening over the airwaves right now. God, you've given us power to tread on serpents. God, I thank you that you say we should tread upon the lion and the adder. God, I thank you that every devouring spirit and God, everything that comes to inflict poison, everything that comes to kill quickly, we rebuke it. We curse it to the root. And God, I say that we are gaining traction. Everyone under the sound of my voice, anoint their feet. Beautiful are the feet of those who carry the good news. God, let us evangelize. Let us witness. Let us tell of the goodness of Jesus. And God, I just thank you right now, and I praise you for that traction to gain. That we have traction to gain, and that the ground will yield her increase. The earth will yield her increase unto us. And the centrifugal forces of God are connecting with the earth. And what is ours is ours. No longer will we lie dormant. No longer will we be stuck. And we're on solid ground. I bind the quicksand. I bind those who are hanging out on sinking sand. God, I thank you that you will sharpen our discernment, God, and sharpen our stance. You're saying after we've done all to stand, stand some more. But you're giving us a strong foundation to stand on. God, we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by the spirit, not by the flesh. And the key word you're giving us, influence. God, we will believe your word, and we'll believe in you as you establish us. And forgive us, God, for coming up against the prophetic, for doubting the prophetic, for putting our mouths on prophets. But God, we believe your prophets, and you know who they are, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're gonna have do you have an ink pen right there? Let me get one of those ink pens. Let's have our callers calling in. We got somebody blowing up the phone right now. Is there somebody on the line? Yep. All righty. Go ahead, caller. You are live on the air. We lost you. We lost them. Okay, so you can go ahead and call in. This is Apostle Kim Daniels, Praise 107.9. Call in at 904-831-1079. Caller, you're on the air.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him. What's your name and where you calling from?
I'm calling from New York, and my name is Elder Sharon Johnson.
Your name is Sharon
Johnson.
Okay, and you're calling from New York. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead, Miss Sharon.
I'm calling for prayer. I want to move every time, you know, I'm in a program, and every time I try to, you know, put my paperwork in, it keep getting thrown back. So I'm praying. I want prayers that everything will go well for me to buy this house.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I just lift up Sharon before you. And God, I thank you that you're pulling that out of the spirit realm that needs to be brought to the natural realm concerning her circumstances and her situations. And Sharon, I'm gonna say this to you, and I'm gonna speak this to you by the Holy Ghost. You know, God is gonna within the next 6 months, that's gonna happen for you. There are some natural things that are slowing up, like the natural progress that slows everything up because of the environment and what's going on with Corona. But I'm telling you, you got some spiritual things that's going on. You got to be careful who you tell what you're doing, because I see at least two people that are speaking negative against your progress, and they're holding you back in the spirit. Now, I break that. I don't know who they are, but I break that in the name of Jesus. And I command that hook to come out of your back. And I command wisdom to come to your heart and the anointing to your mouth, that you won't speak out of turn, and you won't speak to folk that, because I see you telling folk, and people are smiling like they're for you, and they're not, and they're speaking negativity against your progression. And that's the word of the Lord unto you, my sister.
Thank you, Amen. My son's wife, she's into witchcraft, and she had asked me a couple of months back, how is it going with your new house, and did you get it yet? And I looked at her and walked away. I didn't answer her.
Well, next time, don't walk away buying. I mean, you walk away, but when you walk away, deal with that thing in the spirit, especially when you know she's dealing with witchcraft. Listen, deal with it. See, some folks say, oh, it ain't going to buy. No, honey, that's why God said pull down strongholds. That's why he say deal with principalities, powers. Deal with it. You know, mm-hmm. I know you watching me. I don't know. You must be watching me on Facebook Live, okay?
Yes.
Because I know you're not in Jacksonville, so you probably follow my ministry. You might want to get some of them books or somebody with a ministry related and deal with it. Don't deal with the person. Deal with the spirit. And God bless you. So the Holy Ghost knew just what was going on. We got another call on the air. God bless you. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Crystal.
Crystal.
How are you?
And you're calling from where, Crystal?
Chicago.
Chicago. We all up the map. Okay, go ahead, Crystal. What's going on with you?
Well, I just feel like I need to be doing something more. I've been dealing with these swollen legs. I have these real swollen legs for a while now. And I've been, you know, reading the Word of God. I've been praying, and it just don't seem to be getting any breakthrough from it.
Father, I just lift up Crystal before you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your name. Now, I'm just going to tell you just what I see, and, you know, because I'm not a doctor. And, you know, and I want to put a disclaimer out there that anything I say to you, I'm saying by the Holy Ghost. But there's two words that came to me, and you might want to pray about it. Because I am not telling you to do this, but I'm telling you what I heard as a prophet. Okay. I heard two words. I heard chiropractor and I heard diet.
Okay.
I heard chiropractor and I heard diet. Okay?
Okay.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. We caller, you're on the air. Third caller, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Andra.
You're Angela?
Andra, A-N-D-R-A.
And Andra, where you calling from?
Pensacola.
Pensacola. We coming closer. We in Florida now. Go ahead, Sister Andra. What's up?
Oh, no. I was just calling prayer for my family.
So you want prayer for your family. We got you, sis.
Yes.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, God bless you. Next caller, you're on the air. Go ahead and give us your name and the city that you're calling from.
Stone Mountain, Georgia.
You're calling from Georgia, and your name is?
My name is Alice.
Alice?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead. Tell me what you're calling for.
I really need full deliverance, but...
You're muffled. Now you say you really need what now?
I'm.
We lost her. She was okay. And those on Facebook, they're asking me the number, Facebook. And I want y'all to be praying. Come on, because y'all some great intercessors. It's 904-831-1079. 904. Somebody put it on the screen. 831-1079. This is Apostle Kim Daniels here at Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. 1 hour of power. All right, let's do it. We got a few more minutes left. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Apostle.
Hey, how are you? What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Patricia. I'm calling from New York.
Patricia, okay, New York in the house. You the second person. You know Sharon? I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Patricia. What's your prayer request?
I'm in a predicament. I know I have to move. I'm trying to get out of where I am right now, but I don't want to make the wrong move. I just want to know.
You need to move from the place you're living right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you. We're gonna be praying for folk that need places to live. We're going to pray for that generally.
And I need to know where to, because I had intentions of moving back home to my country.
And where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from Trinidad.
Okay, well, listen, I look on my Facebook. I know you're looking on there. The message that I preached this morning about your about ordered by the Lord and being led by God's Spirit. I prophesy that over you, sister. And I touch and agree with you that you will not move outside of the will of God. Okay?
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
God bless you. All right. We got another caller on the air. Caller, you are live. We keep losing folks. Are you there, caller?
Yes, this is Allie again. I lost you.
Oh, you can. You called back, didn't you? From Georgia.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I would have called back too. Go ahead, baby. What do you need us to pray for?
I need full deliverance. But I had heart surgery in February, and they say I have heart failure, so. I want prayer for that, but basically I would like prayer for full deliverance because I've always known God, but I've always ran from God and he's always brought
back. Well, let me say this to you. Let me say this to you because I only got a minute. Let me say this to you. Do you commit fully to God right now? We don't have to if, and but it. Right now, are you in a place to fully commit to God? Would you tell God yes?
Yes.
Okay. Say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To your will.
To your will.
And to your way.
And to your way.
And I renounce.
And I renounce.
Everything.
Everything.
From the dark side.
From the dark side.
That would infiltrate my life.
That would infiltrate my life.
Satan. You have no rule. In the name of Jesus, that's right. I command you to come up and out of her right now. Come up and out of her. The blood of Jesus is come out of her right now. The blood. I call that witchcraft out right now. I call that spirit of death out right now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, breathe, baby. That thing coming up and off of you. You're going to live and not die. And when you go back to the doctor, you're going to get a report of the Lord. I curse the devil's report. In the name of Jesus. I curse angina. In the name of Jesus. And that which is especially the nervous breakdown, the nervous condition. The heart palpitations, the shortness of breath. I got your number, devil. Come out of her right now. Come up and out right now. Come on, lift your hands up, baby, and receive that healing right now. The blood is against you, Satan. Come up and out of her. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. You spirit of death. You spirit of death. Now, God, fill her with the Holy Ghost. Put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your belly. Out of your, say, Jesus, fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, girl, God is right there with you right now. Just take a deep breath and receive it. Just take a deep breath and receive it. Breathe in and breathe out. And say, Lord, fill me.
Lord, fill me.
Out of your belly shall flow river. You're going to have to be praying in some tongues because of what I seen coming up against you. Come on, open your mouth and talk to your roske ba tuya ba shendroske te. Open your mouth and talk to your laba sukoya labasha. Debo ma, you can't speak in English no more. Mandele kus pratenga to. Mashiri mia soke anandroseta baba. Yay! Hallelujah, devil, we got you on prime time. In the name of Jesus, lose her house, lose her heart, lose her health, and lose her money. And your family members getting ready to work with you when they haven't before. That's the word of the Lord unto you, daughter. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keep praying in tongues, baby. Keep praying in tongues. All right. Woo. Go ahead, Holy Ghost. Go, Holy Spirit. That's right. That's right. That's what God is doing. And guess what? When we get in that revival on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, every devil going to be subject because we believe in God for signs, wonders, and miracles. Caller, you're on the air. Next caller, you're on the air. Thank y'all for backing me up, Facebook. I feel your prayers. Go ahead, caller, your name and where you're calling from.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
This is Barbara. I'm calling from Indiana. And I'm calling for prayer of agreement for my two sons that just got out of prison. You prayed for them last year. One had been in prison for 30 years and got miraculously released, both of my sons, within 6 months.
Woo, woo. And it Excuse me. Can I get a praise break and run around this station right here? Did y'all hear what the lady said? We prayed for her sons Two of them miraculously released. Somebody better get ready, get ready, get ready, because God is in the miracle working business. And sister, I prophesy and decree and declare that God is restoring back unto you what the canker worm and the pommel worm and the locust has devoured. It's not just your sons. It's like the enemy came in like a flood. Now God is raising the standard. And can I tell you, you anoint where they sleep at. I don't know wherever they sleep at. You anoint where they sleep. And when you see them, you say, excuse me, I'm going to anoint your feet. They're not going back to prison. God's going to keep them. God's going to protect you. It ain't even about them. This is your promise. And there's some financial breakthrough that's coming too. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Ooh, did y'all hear that? Two sons coming home. Devil, see if you just did one. Oh, that's a coincidence. Coincidence. The devil is a liar. Two sons came home from prison doing 30 years, wasn't supposed to come home. Somebody tell God, thank you. Hallelujah. I feel fired up in here. Y'all better not come on that Facebook Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We're going to be praising the Lord up in here. Okay, Carly, you're on the air. How many more minutes I got?
Hey.
I got eight. 8 minutes.
Hey.
Go ahead, Carla. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Woo!
I'm from North Carolina.
What's your name? What's your name, baby?
Maxine
from North Carolina. I'm just a little excited because, see, I get excited when God moves, you know? Everybody be sitting around, oh, yes, he brought the children. Y'all better praise him. Somebody need to run around and tell God, thank you. Y'all wait till we do that 3-day fast. Ain't no telling what's going to happen. Y'all sitting up here and thank God ain't God. What you need, Maxine?
Praise God. So I have been on disability now for over a year with an illness that has my body swelling from time to time, and I had to go into the hospital periodically. And they don't really know.
No. Let me tell you. They don't know what the problem is, do they?
No.
Okay, the Lord spoke it. I ain't want you to keep talking because it's witchcraft. Now, I just want to say this to you. Send the prayer cloth in, all right? And for you, I want you to mail me a bottle of oil, or either give me your address, and I'll send you a bottle of oil. Let me say this to you. Whatever is going on with your body, they cannot put their finger on it because it is not natural. Mm-hmm. All right? I want you to call my prayer line at
904-237-9363. 9363.
And ask for Mother Scruggs. S-C-R-U-G. Mother Scruggs will deal with that thing right there, okay? Scruggs just turned almost 80 years old. And, boy, she been casting out demons for a while. And she eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I want you to send that prayer cloth in soon as possible. Yeah, Mother Scruggs.
What prayer cloth? Where I get it from?
Just get a napkin or a hand towel. And look on my Facebook and get the address and send that prayer cloth in, okay?
And you'll send it back to me?
Yeah, I'm going to send it back to you. God bless you. Call Victoria, okay? All right.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. All right. We got a few more minutes. Another caller? Anybody on the air? All right. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Jehora Mathis.
You ain't got to give your whole name, but just your first name is what again? I missed it.
Yehora.
You might want to spell that one for me.
U-H-U-R-U.
Okay. Go ahead, Yehora. You're from Duval County. Go ahead. Tell me what you need.
I'm just trying to build a relationship with God. It seems like every time I just went numb. I've been feeling empty my whole life. And it's like every time I do feel something, it'd be only for a short
moment. All right, let me go ahead. Like the Lord's speaking to me about you, Yehora. Where you from?
Jacksonville.
You from Jacksonville? Okay, let me say this to you. You are a fighter by nature. You don't have no problem with fighting. You are called to do warfare on another level. You know, all the weapons of our warfare are carnal, you know, are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down stronghold. But you called to do another level of warfare. Let me say this to you. Separate yourself from a few folk, okay? And you know who those are, of the bad influence that are seeding your mind. I don't know what kind of music you're listening to, but you need to start listening to praise and worship. I see a lot of spiritual distractions in your life. You love the Lord. And you know what? You don't have to be perfect to be saved. But to be victorious, you need to separate yourself. That's what sanctification is. You know, listen, God just slam dunked me. And I'm going to pray, I got three more minutes, that the Lord will slam dunk you like he slam dunked me. And I tell you, it's not like I chose to do none of that stuff. God jacked me. And I pray that the Holy Ghost will jack you, because the call on your life is greater than the foolishness that you're struggling with. And I'm going to say that too. I'm going to say that with you. Come on, hang out with me during the revival, okay? Because you're going to get a major breakthrough. Send that prayer cloth. And for all of you who send in that prayer cloth, I know y'all don't expect me to send them cloths back to y'all with no money, right? You want me to pay the so send a seed. And with $21, as a matter of fact, let me say, everybody that's listening right now to this broadcast, y'all know we never take an offer. Can I have y'all to go to Cash App right now? My Cash App is my Cash App, Apostle, APOSKMD. Put it on Facebook, APOSKMD22. Listen, they be fussing at me all the time because I pay out of pocket. But y'all are listening. If this radio broadcast has been a, if we wouldn't have thought about that, I would have never said that. But if this broadcast has been a blessing to you, would you please send a $21 offering, a $121 offering, a $221? Somebody could send $1,021. Just send 21. If it's $1.21, Cash App it to APOSKMD. 22. God bless you. I don't think we have time for any more calls. We got time for one more call. All right, y'all send those offerings in, because y'all know this radio time is not free. Bless the Lord. All right, caller, you on the air? Drop, lost them. All right, listen, I love you with the love of the Lord. For those of you who are listening and this broadcast has been a blessing to you, this is 1 hour of power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. We're asking you to send an offering. You know, I'm working in that 21 thing. We got our revival coming up Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week, virtual revival. Go to Kimberly Maria Daniels and y'all tune in, tell everybody. And I'm going to be getting that phone and looking at the names on that Facebook and calling and praying for people. I'm believing that blind eyes will open, the dead will be raised, and people will be healed, and even folk that are struggling in their minds will be set free. I love y'all with the love of the Lord. And y'all know what? We keep it real at Spoken Word Ministries. And this is Apostle Kim. Until the next time, God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. To contact Apostle Kimberly Daniels at Spoken Word Ministries, you can call her at 904-237-9363. Services are Sundays at 12 noon or Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. And join us again next Sunday evening at 6 here on Praise 107.9.